KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
SARS has revealed over 35 billion rand has been withdrawn from pension funds since the implementation of the two-pot retirement system. The system, which allows South Africans to access a portion of their money before retirement, came into effect in September. Newswatch's Nshera Sudhil reports.
SARS says there has been an unprecedented and steady increase in two-pot tax directive applications. It says this likely reflects the economic challenges faced by South Africans. By yesterday, the taxmen had received 2 million tax directives, of which close to 89% were issued. It says 70% of the applications that were declined were for reasons including the use of incorrect tax and ID numbers. 17% of applicants were rejected because of insufficient funds. Around 12% of people who had started the process of making a withdrawal changed their mind and cancelled their applications. Nshera Sudhil, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A third suspected robber has now died from the injuries they sustained in a shootout with private security in Newlands East, north of Durban. Two were killed during the gunfire exchange earlier. Marshall Security's Andreas Matthios says their special operations team was tipped off about a group allegedly involved in a house robbery in Malvern this morning.
The suspects were then spotted and a car chase ensued. In the car chase, the suspects began opening fire on our special operations team. The suspects continued firing. We managed to stay within the proximity of the incident as it was unfolding. And the suspects turned up a dead-end alleyway, still shooting at our special operations team members. And then we returned fire.
Police say two others have been arrested. They say the suspect's vehicle was loaded with stolen goods. Police in Wentworth have opened an inquest docket following the death of a worker in yesterday's explosion at a business in Wentworth. Paramedics say a man in his 20s went into cardiac arrest due to his injuries and died at the scene on Balfour Road. Desmond Dassault from the South Durban Community Environmental Alliance says there needs to be transparency about what went wrong.
Independent planning, appointing independent consultants, people of repute, together with the communities that can nominate individuals who have the reputation, have the experience and the skill and knowledge to deal with matters of this nature. We are seriously concerned. Communities are saying this company should never be opened again until the problem has been completely assessed and fixed up properly.
And four soldiers guarding the G20 summit have been arrested over an alleged 2022 plot to assassinate then-president-elect Lula da Silva of Brazil. A police officer has also been taken into custody. Brazilian police say they were arrested in Rio de Janeiro in an operation which they say was to dismantle a criminal organization responsible for planning a coup to prevent the government legitimately elected 2 years ago from taking office. They say the alleged plot, codenamed Green and Yellow Dagger, was to have been carried out on the 15th of December, just weeks before Lula began his term at the start of 2023. It apparently involved the murder of the candidates to the presidency and vice presidency. They also allegedly planned to assassinate a Supreme Court justice. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 30.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Rafa Nadal begins his final tournament as a professional tennis player. Themba Bavuma, Gerald Coetzee and Marco Janssen amongst the players returning to the Proteas test squad. And Sergio Garcia set to rejoin the DP World Tour in order to play in the Ryder Cup.